This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
It's time to get in touch with your inner circle, literally. As a new campaign launched today, it builds awareness and increased participation in the new National Cervical Screening Program that comes into effect from the 1st of December 2017. Dina Curie spoke to New South Wales' leading LGBTI health organisation, ACON, about the inner circle and creating an inclusive approach to health for every member of the LGBTIQ community with a cervix.
There are subjects that we don't talk about enough, and sometimes it's hard to bring up issues around people's health, about smoking or drinking or a whole range of things. And I think what we're trying to do is be a bit more inclusive, a bit more open, and hopefully therefore generate more of these conversations where people actually do engage in those support structures that they have in their life in a different way.
Let's talk about Paps, baby. Let's talk about he and she. Let's talk about they and them and everybody that's at risk. Let's talk about PAPS. Let's talk about PAPS. Let's talk about PAPS. Let's talk about PAPS.
A groundbreaking new health campaign targeting all LGBTIQ people with a cervix in New South Wales has been released today by New South Wales' leading LGBTI health organisation, ACON. The Inner Circle aims to build awareness and increase participation in the new National Cervical Screening Program that came into effect from the 1st of December 2017. I spoke to ACON's acting CEO, Karen Price, and Dr. Viv McGregor from the Inner Circle team about this important initiative, starting off by asking Dr. McGregor what is involved when getting a pap smear.
I think most people know that the pap test basically took cells from your cervix to see if there were any kind of precancerous changes that might indicate cancer down the line. And now the cervical screening test basically tests for the presence of HPV, which is the human papillomavirus, which causes 99.7% of all cervical cancers. So basically this new test will catch things a lot earlier. So we're getting the HPV before it turns into the precancer.
Not participating in cervical screening is the biggest risk factor for cervical cancer. A 2014 survey found that 20% of lesbian, bisexual and queer women had never had a pap test. People with trans experience face significant issues relating to cervical screening, such as trans men who report postponing or avoiding screening out of fear of discrimination and respect. We know that our communities rarely discuss cervical cancer or cervical screening with their peer networks. We also know that within LGBTI communities, a diverse range of people need to understand how to take care of their cervix and to feel empowered and comfortable to do so.
A key goal of this campaign is to really have those conversations in your trusted friendship and other networks. So that's, I guess, what the Inner Circle alludes to, both your trusted group of friends and chosen families and close personal networks, where we don't often have these kind of conversations, not just about cervical screening, but our health in general, really. So this is about raising awareness within those networks. It's also about the idea that we need to form a trusted and good relationship, a healthy relationship with our healthcare providers, and that we need to be looking at how we can create those good and trusting and honest relationships with healthcare providers by inviting them into your inner circle, essentially. So the inner circle also refers to a part of your body that we don't talk about very much, because your cervix is actually circular. So the concept is pervasive in terms of trying to raise awareness, increase participation and, you know, community-based support, because we know our communities are actually pretty good at looking after each other, and this is just another way we do that.
These conversations are just as important within and with members of our trans communities, who can sometimes feel uncomfortable or ashamed when talking about their biology and getting the treatment that they need and deserve.
This campaign and the service that's attached to it, called the Checkout Clinic, is essentially a very inclusive approach where we basically want to talk to people, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation, about the body part that we need to focus on here, and actually take all of the things that we've been told. So for lesbian women, often it was told that because you don't have sex with men, you don't need a pap smear, and all the other barriers that we know exist for various groups within our communities, whether it's the difficulties of fronting up to a doctor and having to explain your gender history, being able to get the tests that you need to actually maintain your sexual health. So the material on the website is I think, very helpful. It's very practically oriented, and it's about it comes from research that we've done with both cisgendered women, but also men, people with a trans experience, about what makes this hard, and some of the tips that we're sharing through the campaign and the personal stories are very much about that. So it's that peer-based learning and also experience sharing that I think hopefully will make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, I think that's really important for us in doing the strategies that we've published online on the website, but also in terms of developing our model for clinical practice at the Checkout Clinic. It was all based on trauma-informed care and the understanding that not only do a lot of people in our community have sort of personal histories of trauma, but also that we have histories of trauma with institutions, and that a lot of our traumas actually come from interacting with a medical industry that doesn't understand us, that deliberately misgenders us, that sort of renders us invisible. So the practices that we've kind of implemented all come from the idea that we take the barriers to cervical screening and to STI testing and we turn them into clinical practice. So every step of the way in the clinic is based on trauma-informed care, is gender affirmative, and is really about putting medical care back in the hands of the client and in the hands of our community.
ACON's efforts to increase cervical screening participation also include the establishment of a new weekly clinic in partnership with Family Planning New South Wales. This Checkout Clinic specifically provides reproductive and sexual health, including cervical cancer screening for LGBTIQ people. These innovative partnerships will deliver high-quality health services in a community-based setting. The Checkout Clinic will be offering free services for Medicare-eligible clients or low-cost, confidential sexual health and cervical screening services for LGBTIQ people. Everybody needs access to appropriate and specialist services to make sure they're getting the best healthcare they can. Family Planning New South Wales will be leading all aspects of the clinical management of the service alongside ACON's trained peer workforce, which will provide a welcome and distinctive clinical experience.
It's been an amazing partnership with Family Planning New South Wales, and we really have married like a community peer workforce to the nurses and the clinicians that we work with like with Family Planning, and being able to map out and sort of come and meet in the middle and go like, this is our area of expertise, which is in, you know, knowing what our community needs and understanding the barriers to healthcare with their clinical expertise. And that's been like incredibly fruitful because both of us came into it with like really open minds and flexibility, and it's allowed us to build a really, really unique clinical experience in that you come in and you speak to a trained LGBTIQ peer first. And we provide you with all the information about STI testing and cervical screening. This is not a space where you ever have to educate a health professional about your body, your sexuality, or your gender identity. We relieve that burden of education and really put the onus on us to be educators. And then, you know, we're a soft landing for going into a clinical space because you're talking to one of your peers. So it's going to be one of the most gentle clinical environments on the face of the planet.
This kind of partnership is something we need to see more of. For a long time within our community, the focus has been on the health of men who have sex with men. But opening up not only the conversation about cervical screening past cisgendered women and recognising the diversity and need for a different approach on all levels of people's health is an important step in the right direction for tackling health needs in an inclusive way.
I guess it's a direction we'd like to see expanded upon and become more of the norm in our community. So I think LGBTIQ health is, we have friendship groups and we have all sorts of networks, and very rarely are we kind of only ever talking to a particular type of person in the community. So I think the more we know about these issues in general, it also helps, it helps to break down the barriers around these subjects and be, I guess, that openness and reducing kind of, I guess, taboo subjects that we can't, if we can talk better together about these things across the communities that we mix in and party with and support in various other ways, I think our health will be better off for it.
Credit where credit's due. The Inner Circle campaign is funded through a grant from the Cancer Institute of New South Wales. The Institute recognised the need to take a targeted approach to educating people about the changes to the program, the new cervical screening test, and in turn increase participation. The National Cervical Screening Program, which sees the Pap test replaced by a more accurate cervical screening test, which looks for infection with human papillomavirus, is an important change to the way we approach cervical screening. Other key changes include raising the screening age from 18 to 25 and increasing the time between tests from 2 years to five for those whose tests are clear.
Some credit really should be paid to the Cancer Institute New South Wales. I believe that this is a groundbreaking campaign in many ways. Governments are not great at usually funding good quality work that respects and appropriately represents our communities. And partnering with a community-based organisation like ACON in this instance, I think the Cancer Institute has recognised that we have a different way of communicating with our communities, a different way and a more authentic way, I think, of representing our communities. And so I guess I would encourage others to think about this in their own state or territory and or the Commonwealth to really perhaps refresh the way that we do health messaging across the board, because I actually think this is a more effective way of engaging with people that you would like to participate in health-seeking behaviours. So Cancer Institute New South Wales deserves some credit for funding this work.
They absolutely deserve credit for taking on board, in all of our meetings, the language around LGBTIQ people with a cervix. Like, that in and of itself is an innovative, progressive way to talk about cervical screening. We're talking about an area of health that is consistently across the board talked about as only to do with women, and that is not true. So to have the Cancer Institute be so supportive of us using this language in the campaign, that was really, really cool.
Let's talk about Pap, baby. Let's talk about he and she. Let's talk about they and them and everybody that's at risk. Let's talk about Pap. Let's talk about Pap. Let's talk about Pap. Let's talk about Pap.
That was Dina Curie reporting on The Inner Circle with Acting CEO of ACON, Karen Price, and Dr. Viv McGregor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.